Welcome to Season 3, Episode 1 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. The episodes in Season 3 will contain lessons from the book of Leviticus. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a call to holiness. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about our topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. The book of Leviticus is one of the more difficult books in the Bible to study. It is not that it is hard to understand for the most part, though there are some difficult passages, but rather it is often seen as being tedious, boring, and largely irrelevant to Christians today. I've heard it said that the book of Leviticus has derailed many people's daily Bible reading plans, and this may very well be the case. However, Leviticus is part of the Old Testament and has been written for our instruction, Romans 15:4 says. As we study the book, we learn about holiness, worship, sacrifice, authority, purity, and more. All of these apply to our lives as Christians. Paul told the churches of Galatia in Galatians 3:24 that the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ. Leviticus points to Jesus and his role as both high priest and the sacrifice that would be offered. Now, before we begin, a quick background for the book of Leviticus. The book of Exodus closed with the tabernacle being set up on the first day of the first month in Exodus 40 and verse 2. The book of Numbers begins on the first of the second month in Numbers 1:1. Therefore, Leviticus takes place during the month in between Exodus and Numbers. And the majority of the book contains instructions about various offerings, observances, moral statutes, cleanliness laws, and so on. And aside from these instructions, there are two events that are recorded in the book. The consecration of Aaron and his sons in chapters 8 through 10, which includes the sin of Nadab and Abihu, which we will discuss in 2 weeks. And the man who was killed for blasphemy in chapter 24, verses 10 through 23. The overall theme of the book of Leviticus is holiness. To be holy means to be set apart for God's purpose. The key verse of the book is in chapter 19 and verse 2. It says, "Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." This is quoted by Peter in 1 Peter 1 and verse 16. The instructions about sacrifices, the priesthood, sin, cleanliness, and so on were all based on the idea of God's people being holy as he is holy. Now, there are five things when we study the book of Leviticus that were to be holy. Number one, the sacrifices were holy. Leviticus 22 and verse 2 says, "Tell Aaron and his sons to be careful with the holy gifts of the sons of Israel, which they dedicate to me, so as not to profane my holy name. I am the Lord." Number two, the priests were to be holy. When Moses consecrated Aaron and his sons, the text says, "So Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron, on his garments, on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he consecrated Aaron, his garments and his sons, and the garments of his sons with him." In Leviticus 8 and verse 30. Number three, the people were to be holy. To the people, God said in chapter 20 and verse 7, "You shall consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God." And also, "Thus you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the peoples to be mine." Leviticus 20 and verse 26. Number four, the observances were holy. In giving instructions about the various observances and festivals the people were to keep, God said, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, the Lord's appointed times, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are these." Chapter 23 and verse 2. We'll talk about more about those later in the season. In number five, the gifts to God were holy. Whether one vowed an animal, as was talked about in chapter 27 and verse 9, a house, chapter 27 and verse 14, or a field, chapter 27 and verse 16, it was holy. Also, the tithes that they were to give were holy to the Lord, chapter 27 and verse 30. Now, the lesson for us, though the old law has been nailed to the cross, as we're told in Colossians 2:14, there are lessons to learn in our study of the old law. Holiness is just as important today. Again, Peter quoted from the book of Leviticus in 1 Peter 1:15-16. He said, "But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Paul said we are to be perfecting holiness in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7:1. At the same time, we live under a new and better covenant, Hebrews 8:6 tells us. Now remember those five things that we noticed in Leviticus that were said to be holy: sacrifices, priests, people, observances, and gifts. Each of these has a parallel in the New Testament. So number one, sacrifices under the new covenant. Hebrews 10:4 says it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins, but Jesus put away sin by the sacrifice of himself in Hebrews 9 and verse 26. We have better sacrifices under the new covenant. Number two, the priest under the new covenant. Regarding Jesus, the Hebrew writer said, "For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. Because this he did once for all when he offered up himself," Hebrews 7:26 and 27. Christians make up a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices, Peter said in 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. Number three, the people under the new covenant. We are to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, Paul said in Romans 12:1. Jesus taught that our acceptable service was about more than just our outward actions, but also involved our inward thoughts. You can read more about that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48. In that passage, he repeatedly emphasized the fact that our service to God and pleasing him is based upon not just what we do, but the motivation behind what we do. Number four, the observances under the new covenant. While the old law included several regular observances, the new law only has one. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper as a memorial of his death on the cross, Matthew 26:26-29, and then Paul repeated those instructions in 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. It is observed weekly in the assemblies of local churches, as we see in Acts 20 and verse 7 and 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 33. And number five, the gifts under the new covenant. We are expected to give on the first day of every week, 1 Corinthians 16:2 says, and this is done for the work of the church. Unlike the Old Testament that specified a tithe or 10%, no amount or percentage is specified in the New Testament for us under the New Covenant, but we are to give cheerfully, liberally, and in accordance with how God has richly blessed us. Paul explained that in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2 and 2 Corinthians 9 verses 6 through 11. So in conclusion, even though we are not living under the same law, there is much that we can learn from Leviticus. We see God's expectations of holiness for his people, being obedient to him and distinct from the other nations, and we have a foreshadowing of the perfect sacrifice of Christ. As we serve God today, we must strive to be holy as God is holy, Leviticus 19:2, and again, Peter quoted that in 1 Peter 1:16. We also need to treat God as holy, Leviticus 10:3 says, by respecting his law and carefully obeying it. Paul told the brethren in Colossae, in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." God has always expected his people to act in this way. We see it in the book of Leviticus, and we must live that way if we want to please him today. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we're going to be talking about the five types of offerings. Until then, I hope you have a great week.